The end of Parshas Ekev includes a promise from Hashem that if we will observe the mitzvos and follow in His ways, then Hashem will drive out the enemies from the land of Israel and we will inherit that land for ourselves. What is fascinating is in the pasuk which stipulates our end of the bargain, there are a number of phrases which Chazal interpret in very, very interesting and profound ways. The Torah tells us, Ki im shamor tishmerun, it's called a mitzvah hazos, if you will surely observe this command, these commandments, Hashani Anochi mitzaveh eschem lasosa, which I'm commanding you to do, lavas Hashem lokechem, to love Hashem, lechel b'chol derachav, to go in His ways, uladav kabo, and to cleave to Him. If we do all that, then Hashem promises to drive out the enemies and give us the land of Israel. Rashi quotes three different comments, all of which come from the Sifrei, the Medrash Sifrei on our Parsha, explaining three of these phrases. And I think each one of them are interesting, but studied and understood together as a unit, they actually provide even more profound insight where the whole is actually greater than the sum of its parts. So commenting on the first of the three phrases, Im Shamor Tishmerun, it's called HaMitzvah Hazos, why the double language of Shamor Tishmerun? So the Chazal understand this is an allusion to guarding the Torah that we learn. And the double language of Shamor Tishmerun is an exhortation to surely and be very carefully guard what we have. Says the Medrash Magid, Shekashem Adam Tzarachli Hizaher B'Sa'alo Shlo Te'abed, just like you're careful if you have produce in a basket, you want to make sure nothing falls out. Kach Tzarachli Hizaher B'Talmudo Shlo Yovad. You have to be just as careful with your learning. It's one thing to learn. Some people think it's enough that they went to the Shir, they read the Sefer, but we have to have a special obligation, say Medrash, to remember, and to do our best at least, to remember, to hold on to, not to lose the Torah that we've learned. So the first thing is a focus on book knowledge, if you will, Torah study, and a very demanding exhortation, not just to learn Torah, but to do our best, really do our best, Shamor Tishmerun, not to forget the Torah. Then the next phrase that the Medrash comments on is where it says, Laleches b'chol derachav, to go or to walk in Hashem's ways. What exactly does that mean? How is that done? So the Medrash explains that this is referring to Hashem's midos. We might have thought, the Netziv in his commentary to the Sifri explains, we might have thought that derachav refers to just following mitzvos. But in fact, the Medrash understands that this is specifically referring to Hashem's midos. And that is to say, just like Hashem is known as a rachum v'chanun, so too we should also be a rachum v'chanun. We should follow in Hashem's mercy and compassion. Furthermore, the Medrash says, just like Hashem is known as a tzaddik, he's very, very righteous, so too we should be. And this is understood by the Netziv, at least in his commentary to the Medrash, specifically referring to going beyond the letter of the law, lifnim mishuras hadin, when it comes to our interpersonal relationships, bein adam lechaveiro. We have to be a chassid, so to speak. We have to be a tzaddik, excuse me, and go beyond the letter of the law. And then the Medrash says, finally, just like Hashem is referred to in a pasuk in Yirmiyah as a chassid, afata haya chassid. You should also be like God and be extremely pious, which the Netziv again explains refers to bein adam lechaveiro. That is to say, not only did we initially go beyond the letter of the law, but there are always so many chasiduyot, as the Netziv calls it. There's even more and more we can do. There's never a limit. There's always more that we can do in helping other people and relating to other people. So this idea, understood by the Sifrei, is the doctrine known as v'halachta b'drachav, or in the academic term, imitatio dei. That is to say that we are enjoined to follow and imitate in Hashem's ways. Imitation, as we were all taught as kids, is the highest form of flattery, and therefore we are obligated to imitate Hashem and to follow in His ways. This is brought up both in Gemara Shabbos and Gemara Sota, with actually different psukim used as the source, but according to the Sifrei, our pasuk here in Ekev is the source for following in Hashem's essential attributes, not only the initial ones of Racham V'Chanun, the type that are mentioned in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, but even things like Tzaddik and Chassid. Lastly, the pasuk concludes, Uladav Kaba, we should cleave to Hashem. what exactly does that mean? And assuming it means be very, very close to, hold on to something, which sounds like Ladav Kaba means. So Chazal say in the Medrash, how could that be? Heich efshar lo la'adam la'alos lamarom ladavik be'esh. God is referred to as a fire. It's all, God is all consuming. It's not possible for a human being to, so to speak, touch God. If we could, we wouldn't be human anymore in a certain sense. We'd be burnt up. We wouldn't be human anymore. It's not possible for a human to touch God. So what does that mean, Ladav Kaba? So the Medrash answers, Ella, Hidabek bechachamim uben talmidehem. You should get close to, cleave to both chachamim and those who study Torah, not even just the big experts, the big rabbanim, but even talmidehem, even the students of Torah. Umali ma'ale ani alecha, says the Medrash, and I will therefore count it as if kiilu alita lamarom venatalta velo shalita venatalta b'shalom el kiilu rasita mechama venatalta. You know, it's as if you had to fight your way to go all the way up to Shemayim, so to speak, to grab hold of me, to grab hold, so to speak, of the brass ring, l'havdil, as we might say. So the Medrash is basically adding a third point here, and that is that there's an additional level, which is to cleave to Talmid Chachamim, to cleave to those who study Torah. And Netziv and others explain that means to not only learn from them, but to help support them, to be with them. And I think the upshot of this last point is that the lived experience of Torah, of being connected to living embodiments and role models of Torah, that allows for something even more intense than just the book knowledge. And if we put all three of these comments of the Medrash and our Parsha together, it really comes out to be something very profound and very holistic. First, we are told that we have to be Shamor Tishmarun. Everything starts with Torah, in serious and intense book knowledge. Study Torah and not forget it. Then we are told to imitate God's midos. It's not enough to just study Torah. You got to be a mensch. You have to have good midos, like Hashem. And last but not least, we are told, and I think this relates, in my opinion, to both of the previous two comments, imitate, learn from, be close to Rabbanim, students of Torah, because the lived experience of Torah will teach you something that is more important than anything you could find in a book.